I don't know if it's going to be easier.
Alright.
Stay in Paris.
V'lakachtem lechem b'yem arishin k'yin tonek ha'bis k'mar v'anach ha'itzavi v'ar enochal. That is basically the parakul of Hagadol in a nutshell. And all the psalm, everything that we see come on across the board is nichlal in one of these words. Either the psalm, that shir, or nichlal somewhere in the pasuk in the words. So we're just going to go through the psukim and hopefully go down to the gemara, rishonim, and place him to see how it all plays out. The Gemara says in the Chabadal and the Beis Benayim Shema Akim Zayazet Hamolem Velakachtim Shetehi Lekicha Tamo. You need a Lekicha Tamo, that means you need all Dal and Minim to be together, to be Yeh Yeh Chiyu. Place this over there in the Chabadal and the Beis, Rashi on the Rabbim Beis, both say that from this Pasuk we also dash now that we need a Lekicha Tamo by Esrog, and therefore Esrog Chosr is possible as Lekicha Tamo. Ritva, Ramban, Ran, beginning with Tarikim, to say that Chosr by Esrog is possible. That al-Hadr, not al-Kikha Tama. But Rashi says in both go that it is a problem with Kikha Tama. Rabbi Yerucham also adds that by Lola we find the problems of Kikha Tama, and that is by Nizdak, Kamnik, and Nechlatam. So we're going to go through the psukim one by one. Nechlatat Yemis, there's eight pshatim before Yaakov brings down. We'll bring down the ones that are Negei al-Alacha. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif in the Rambam, the Nechlatat Yemis. Nechlatat is going in Rave of the Olim. The Ramah passes like the Smak B'Shem Rashi that's going into Tiyemis and it's Nechalka all the way down to the Shedra, but not part of the Shedra. And he's choshish for the Ran of the Ritzvah B'Shem Yeshu Parashim that all that it's Nechalka is the Filu B'Mashu. When it's Nechalka is the Filu B'Mashu, the B'Dayim, Tayin Pesher, B'Shem Zalman agree that you put a little bit of glue on the thing to prevent it from being Nechalka more. Since it's not possible yet, you're just preventing it from opening more and becoming possible. Everybody agrees that you'll be able to put a little bit of glue in it. Nizak Yehemnik. Big mouth like this, what does that mean? Nizdak Ahemnik. So, mouth like this, the Ram Hashem, the Ritzvah wants to say that Nizdak is going to be in the Tiyemis. Depending on, Rashi learns that it's God okay in Shtei Shadroi. The Ram, depending on how you understand Nechlaka, that's how you understand Nizdak. If Nechlaka is the Rei Volim, so Nizdak could be even in the Tiyemis, will be in the Tiyemis. If Nechlaka possible just in, even in just the Tiyemis, then Nizdak will be will possible even be Miyutin. Nechlaka is Beruba, Nizdak will possible Miyutin. Let's say the Yesh Mepharshim that holds Nechlaka possible even Miyutin, says the Rishonim that Nizdak is going to possible L'Rachva. But it's Nizdak in a way that it looks like Shtayim, it'll possible L'Rachva. The Rambam brings down this chat of Mashu, and the Mogen Avraham gives a different parrot to this question. He says if you hold Nizdak is going to possible Mashu, then Nechlaka is going to pass the Mashu, then Nizdak is going to pass in the Olin Liyara Tiyemi, which the Mishnah Berurah says to me, Mamashat is Yemi. The other Olin that are next to the Tiyemis on either side, if it opens up a little bit, it's going to pass the Nizdak Ahemnik. The Prima Godman is going to run a little bit differently, this is the way that Rabbi Yerucham explains Nizdak Ahemnik. That means right next to the Shedra, between the Tiyemis and the leaf next to it, the Shedra itself cracks. That would be Nizdak Ahemnik. Since they have a problem, what if the old Nechlaka says the Mashu, what is that? What is Nizdak Ahemnik? How much does it have to be open? The Hushi Tzorot understands it has to be open just enough that it looks like Shtayim. The leaves are not plain with Tzadim. It looks like Shtayim. It's a problem. Most people go with the Mayasham, and the Pesham Zalman, and other Gedalim that say first that the only time Nizdak Ahemnik is when it's plain with Tzadim. It has to be that the leaves go off to the side. It could be even the Mashu, and the Mishnah Berurah comes down. But it has to be that the Mamish go off to the side. It's not enough that they're just sticking up straight. Does glue help over here? Dayan Trish wanted to say even over here, glue would help. Does Ma'asham want ready wants to sign up? Rishon Zalman says no, once it's possible already, glue doesn't help. Well, it helps by Nechlaka, so make sure that it doesn't become possible. But once it's already possible, glue is not going to help. This Nizdak Ahemnik that it's absurd in Lekicha Tama, that's only if you're in Yerucham. Most Rishon hold there is no Lekicha Tama by Lulu, and Tivigas Medayas and Tesis Chavtas and Rebeid, that Tesis says in the Purush that Nizdak is going to possible out and Nechlaka the whole Zalman. Apostle out Hodam. In Esrog Chaser, Nikiv Chaser Kolshu, Mishnah says. Tanya Ola Bar Chenin says the Gemara, Nikiv Tekim Befulish Bemashu, Shenu Befulish Bechayetze. So my question is Shenu, what is Ola Bar Chenin going on? The Mishnah says, in the ratio, Nikiv Chaser Kolshu is possible. Says Rashi, says the Rav, the Rav of Ben Yishaya, going on that ratio that says that you need a mashu for it to be possible, that's only when it's nikiv nekim mefulish or it's ke'itzer. Then you need to do the ratio. It has to be mefulish and it's chaser, or it has to be ke'itzer and it's chaser. Anything else is not possible. Rashi says no, it's not going on the ratio, it's going on the same. Seifa says Nikir v'lo yichaser, that's kosher. It says Ulevar Chenina, that's dafka. When do we say it's kosher v'lo yichaser? Dafka v'san mafulish. Dafka if it's not ke'iser. But if it's mafulish or it's ke'iser, then it's going to be possible even if it's not kosher. The Raivin, the Shittah said that holds that it doesn't possible if it's not kosher even if it's not mafulish. So he understands how could it be Vedic or Esther to check it to see if it has any lechos in it. Take a needle, stick it all the way through, see if there's any lechos on the chus. Because there's no problem with nechma fulish, which is not kosher. And also there's no problem of, obviously, if any of the juice comes out, it's obviously not considered kosher. Because you're seeing if there's juice on the chus, it's a riot at a kosher. However, we that hold that nechma fulish possible even without kosher, we have to have a different shot in what is how to check Esther. The Magen Avraham says to check with the back of a needle, the chor of the needle. The Taz says to check it in the side, what does that mean? The Kuryakim understands it means la'arkoi. The only time that we seem to be foolish, maybe la'aver is the rough one. But if it's la'arkoi, it's not a problem with the foolish. And that's how Mishnah Berurah brings it down. When do we have the foolish? Is it not the foolish, maybe la'aver, or even the foolish to the Chadri Azera? If Machlokes, the rush holds the foolish, even if it just goes to the Chadri Azera, the Baha'i says no. The only time it's considered a foolish, it goes all the way through. Chadri Azera is not considered a foolish. Nikla, second soul of Mekichatama also, all these tools, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, they say they're all out of Mekichatama. Niklas, the Gemara says, when does Niklas possible? Depends. How Bekula has been Mekichatama? Like the Shein Rashi says, when it's Bekulari, it's kosher because it's not Menum. When it's Mekichatama, it's possible because it's Menum. The Rav says, what down the taste is, exact opposite. When it's Bekulari, it's like a Trefa, which is totally blue dung. The entire thing is Niklas, it passes out the Trefa. Masha'in Kane, when you have it all? Kisela or Mashu, the Shem of the Rishim left, then it's like it's a glue that's on the Shefa, it wouldn't pop. How much of it has to be Niklas for it to be fossil? So, if it's Niklas, the Sharifin says, according to the Ran and the Rambam, even if just a tiny little bit is Niklas, that's considered Niklas, and any more than the tiny little glib, the tiny thinnest layer, which is less than paper thin at the top, anything more than that is closer, and as opposed to the Rajba and the Rush, that's if you take off the entire green or yellow all the way down to the white, that's when it's Niklas. Any more than that, taking off part of the white would be chasen. The Chazanish says, according to all the Rishonim across the board, there's no reason that holds that the little glib makes it Niklas. It's only when Niklas all the way down to the white, then it's considered Niklas. But if it's Niklas down to the white and you have white there, that's not a Marav Sula, says the Chazanish. The white of the Esek, that's a Marav Esek. Marav Sula of white is a Chasen, that's when it's not a Marav Esek. The Marav Esek, if it's part of the Esek, it's not a Chasen. Nizdat. Nizdak, the fishing the Rashi and Taisus, it means dafka if it's nizdak in ratio from the bottom to the top, but if it's nishar mashu at the bottom and the top, it's not a problem with nizdak. The Ran brings down three other pshatim in nizdak, and the Taz says that it depends on how you learn nikiv. If you learn nikiv means nekiv mefulush, the only time nikiv possible is when you have a nekiv mefulush, which is chaser, then that's the first chat of the Ran. When it comes to nizdak, then even if it's nizdak, means shnei tzadim, and it goes all the way through, but it's not chaser, so it doesn't pass off nikiv, but it's going to pass off nizdak. The second chat is, if you hold that nikiv possible zafka when it's mefulush all the way through, even if there's no chaser, so then you can say that nizdak possible even when it's one time, and it goes just to the chadri hazer. If you say that nikiv possible just by going to the chadri hazer, then you have to say nizdak is going to pass on one side, even if right over the way to the chadri hazer, even if it doesn't go all the way to the chadri hazer. That's the side that the Ramah brings down is the kuloi mitzad echad, and it's not going to possible if it's not the whole process right over the way to the chadri hazer. If it's nizdak v'chaytu even mashu, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's going to be the only time that we're going to say psul of l'kichatama in the chaytim which is going to pass. Most psul that we say in the chaytim is that the psul yehodim. Psul l'kichatama, Machzor the Shekel says maybe if you have a psul l'kichatama when it's in the chaytim, it'll turn into psul yehodim. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Alacha is only chayshish for that when it comes to nizdak. Nizdak mashu in the chaytim, he wants to be chayshish for. Because the Gaon says to be chayshish because anything psul which is berubai will pass on b'chaytim mashu. But mainly nizdak which passes berubai will pass on b'chaytim mashu. Chazanish says, no, even nizdak is not going to pass on b'chaytim mashu. And what the din of the Gaon that berubai passes, that's after berubai raves the entire Esther, not raves at one time. One other halacha when you get to the kichatama, one other time is that you need a lekiyas kshirim. I mean, if you took it before alayt hashachar and you had it in your hand until after alayt hashachar, then the chayil you do not have a lekiyas shalti. You would have to take it again. Says the Gurya Yaakov, the chayil also in the case where matana when asa hafte, when you use matana, you have to make a kinyan that should be lechem, and then it's not enough to just hold it in your hand. You need another lekiyas. You have to put it down and pick it back up again. Which the Gurya Madai says after by daily you have to do such a thing. Mashma that in a regular case matana when asa hafte, you would not have to do such a thing. Mashma that there's no problem. The kolbas of matam nasachta. Maybe if you sit there like a shachar, you have no kicha b'chlal, shal tiyuvo, or shal zelo. In a chanami, you'd have to take it again. But in regular case of matam nasachta, the chayim do not have to put it down again and pick it up if you want to. Kol hakamon. Kivegas says psulin the kicha tamo, nayin chaser. Even if you need to stack as a unit, because there's dinner kicha tamo, it has to be tamo. If it's not tamo, even if you can't see it, unless you look closely, the might be chaser. Not considered tamo. These are the psule b'kachtan. Lochem is memayit gozel and shol on the first day. On the second day, shol is kosher, gozel, the morning comes with the promise of Babavir. Shmuel says that there's no promise of Babavir on the second day because there's only then there are Babavir. Taisa says the only time they have a promise of Babavir is dafka when the mitzvah is done, I get that. But if it's already, if he's already kranian, it's already kol sa'avir, then there's no promise of Babavir. Rashi says, no, even if you're already kranian, there's still a promise of Babavir. And as these were doing in the Baal Mar, because the Baal Mar brings a raya that there's no promise of Babavir from Avankri. Avankri, somebody's stealing it at the end of the day, even if it's a dying, somebody's stealing it. Right? This is no promise of Babavir. And the Mele holds there's no promise the second day of Gozum. And that's Al Smori, Sakavir, no Sefer Sefer. Mordechai also brings around there's no promise of Babavir because he says, you're allowed to be Mamayat Anovim, you're not allowed to be Mamayat Hatil Anovim of Ahadat on Yomtif, but if you were, it's kosher. The Mishnah says, I think of Babavir, you didn't run Yomtif. So both the Balmor and the Mordechai bring around there's no promise of Babavir. At the end of the day, the fashion is no problem. However, if you take this, you have no right in both these cases. But both these cases, already Kvar Kol Sa'avir. He was already taking it, signed by the Avankri, signed by the Hanavim Rubi, all of the Yerumayah of Yontif, it's already called the Babavir by the time he did the Mitzvah. It's not a riot, and therefore if you take this, in a Hanami, it would not be a promise of Babavir in the first place. By Esrig, the Gemara says, Esrig Shal Orla, Tassel Zat Lachem, for one of two reasons. According to one man number, is it because it doesn't have a din mamon? Rashi says meila to suri hano. Something which is a suri hano is not considered lachem. The Rishon says the fact that it's a suri hano doesn't make it not lachem. The Maaseh nobody else has it. Ain la'achar shisbo. It's not a problem. As long as very good, it's not yours. You have no, but no one else has rishon in it. It's not a suri hano lachem. Says baruch hanayim. I have enough meila la'alach. I'm going to get the hefker. If you have something which is hefker, so ain la'achar shisbo. So according to the Rishon, you'll be able to be yitzid. But according to Rashi, the Maaseh it's not yours. It's hefker. Long after at the end of the day, if you weren't Muhammad to be Canaan, you wouldn't be able to be Aesop. However, if it's in, it doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, that the Kuliyam of Muhammad of Canaan is considered Lachem, Hagam that it doesn't bet them have any Shavis, but the Maitre it has some Shavis, very little Yitzhar, it will be considered yours. But Gozo, Pastor Shavar Pruta, there the Tel Aviv says, you're not going to be able to be Aesop because it's not Lachem. Even though Ein La'ach or Shuspo, because the Maitre is Ein Gate to be the Yom, because it's Pastor Shavar Pruta, but the Maitre is not yours, you were never Canaan, Hagam that's Pastor Shavar Pruta. According to another, the second one, the reason why oil is possible is because it doesn't have a heter achila. Actually, says Mamila, it's a turn of Hashem because you need a whole darkei hana askem. If you can't eat it, it's turn in your heter achila. And for this reason, the Gemara passes also to Mitzmeo, Maitashenu to your mayor, and the Mayan to your Beishamai, because they all do not have a heter achila. Taisa says that the Mayan to your Beishamai is found because of the Truma. It's found with the Taisa itself, turn in the the Rashi understands the problem is the external lechem. Tibet Hillel, the mind is not a problem of lechem because the boy mafkin it. So Agam right now, he's not right to him, but since he could be mafkin as a chasam, he'll be right for him, it's considered lechem. Chuma Taher, Maitre Shem Yerushalayim, the Chathchilo, the Gemara says, you should not take it. Hagam that it has a heter achilo. And Hagam that it has a din mamon, you should not take it, either because you're mafkin, that's a Mikabal Tumba, or you'll be mafkin it, but im not okash. That is, Lachem. Pri. Many random different psulim by Pri. The Rambam says that Arlo, which we just said in Pri Rashi is psul Lachem, the Rambam says the psul is al Pri. It's not considered a Pri. Why? Since they're in the Sreifa, so there's nothing you can't use. Anything which you can't use, so it doesn't have a Shei Pri back then. So Pazal is Pri. The Ritzvan tends to say the reason is because they're in the Sreifa, therefore it's Kedusim Echta Shir. Not because it's not considered a Pri, because you don't have an answer to call. You don't have a Shir. Which is the same reason as Ashirin in Dachas, by Dalam Nim. All Dalam Nim, they put up Hassel Ashirin in Dachas. Why? Because Kitizim Echta Shirin. But that is Dafka of a Goy, Shirin the Moshe. Ashirin gives a long say Yid, Al Yid. which is Asher Demayish Mashayim, long to a guy. So it has bittul, therefore it's not a chlan of Chizmet Lashur, because Lab Dachm is in the state, because it's Mimlapa, therefore the Chachilo Yitul, because it's Moy, but in Nuffel, usually it's an Ezrik, which is a Kotan, which is very small, it's not considered, it's not a Gemara Pri. The few Behuda, the few Remeir, Dafka, if it's smaller than an Eger, the few Behuda, it has to be at least a Beisa. The Chachilo should take two Beisim, because maybe our Beisim got smaller, it's either 57.2 green, Chaim no, or 100 grams of the Chazanish. If it's mistamik on Yontif, to pocket micha beisa, of one beisa, says Mishnah Berurah b'shem l'chai Adam, then it's son and hoder, and therefore the Chazanish, you shouldn't take it, and if you take it, you should not make a bracha. Chazanish is chaylik, because there's no such pursuit of hoder. It's the whole son of the son of the Gemara Pri. Once you know that it was the right size, so very good, it got small, but the mice, you had the Gemara Pri already, there's no son anymore. Therefore, you're allowed to take it, even in the stomach, to one. If it's the stomach, you brought it more than 100 grams, the stomach less than 100 grams, says, that the kuli alma will be able to make a bracha on yontif, and it's not a problem with the stomach. The chavetz das, what's gadol? Gadol is that's all the cotton. If it's gadol, then it's a kilach shtei yada. There really is no shir. Chavetz das, that's actually more from the rishnim. The reason why it would be possible is because if the shalvah here is going to be if lo yavri, it's not going to get any better. Then you can't consider it a pri, because the whole inside is nimuah. It can't be considered a pri. There are those that say that the reason is for something else, which is the Abbey says it's because Alayim Eitzim Yalu Kov, the Taz says Lachim Mishmitina, and Yeshua says because Chosim Yim Bifnim, other different reasons. But according to Chavetz Das, Chsan is a Chsan in Pri. Etrik, which is Yorik, it's also a Chsan in Gemara Pri. The Bach says the Chsan is a Psul and Hadar. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is going to be, if it's going to turn, if it started turning yellow, or if it's going to turn yellow. You know it's not, you know it's in Gemara Pri, but it's still not Hadar, according to the Bach. Etrik got Tiyum, so we bet the Pastor Nikra La-Lacha, that it's Kasher. The smag says that it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah says to be choishes for the smag. The Malkum Sheesher. The reason is because the smag holds it possible because Esther got another mark on the Leishnei. Esther again pre-Echad mark on the Leishnei. Murkov is also many different soul. The Mishnah Berurah says it's because it's not a min Esther. It doesn't have a shame pre of the Esther. The Taz wants to say because the Chaser. The Bush says because it's not a bayadir. There's chatzitza, all different types of reasons. Priyachon l'chon l'leishnei periods, all different types of reasons why it might be possible. What's the way to know whether or not it's morkov? It's really dal tumanum. Esrog has small little blitzes. Its rind is very thick. Its okis is mishuka, is indented, and the garinim go vertical as opposed to horizontal. You cannot be using chatzitza tumanum in mice. Mishnah Berurah brings out some sefer. You need a tudat hechsher, or you need to do some mitzvah that is kosher. However, Mishnah Berurah wants to sign it that if you already bought your esrog and it has all the simanim, since there's also a tzirich of a roiv esrog that you're not mekavim, so you could be simcha to make a bracha. B'diavad that you already bought it. You have to know nowadays whether or not you still have this roiv. So it's better to get something from somebody that you know. Hadar. Hadar is the roiv of the psulim of dalamim or psuli hadar. Lulav hayavish is possible. What's yavish? If the ravin, if he takes an effect of the sperm to the ravin, you bring upon us each portion that is you'd be Kurdish, and the Kobe says if you bend it, it's going to crack. In which, where in the womb does the apostle? According to Machaber Apostle Berei Valen, Mishnah Berurah says even in the Shedra, it's not wanting that the Shedra should be Yavish and that Olin should be Lachin. He says, yeah, but if it's the tiny little bit of the Shedra, so the Sharatin, that all you day that is going to be Netzah from the Shear of the Shedra, so then Hagam, that most of the Olin are Lachin, but as long as you have a little bit at the bottom of the Shedra, which is take away from your share of Dalas Bachman, if you need Dalas Bachman in the Shedra, it's going to pass on. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Raivin that it's going to pass on, even in the Tiyamim, that Yavesh, even in the Tiyamim, is going to pass on. The Chazanish is clearly, he says, no, according to the Raivin, if the Tiyamim is Lechol, it's Masal the Wuv, but if it's Yavesh, it's not going to pass on the Wuv. The Grain brings down even another sheet that he says even more Masal, that even if it's Yavesh B'mashu in the Tiyamim, it's going to pass on, that's the Shifa of the Ritzvah. The Chazanish says that Dafka, if it's Yavish, that should be infected with the sperm. Because the Ritzvah says that when it's so Yavish, that it's like Nektam, then it's going to pass on the Mashu. That's when Yavish doesn't pass on. It's only when it's infected with the sperm, it's like Nektam, then it's going to pass on the Mashu in the team. If it just burns from the sun, that's the Ritzvah says, that they will say it's not a problem, because that's the Mitzvah, because you say it's not infected. And a little bit black, we're not possible. Going to the Ravid, it's not a soul. Hoder b'chlal, the soul is also a mason, and therefore it's possible all 7 days, kulion. Nifrit tu'ala, if Rashi means noshru, The Ran understands Rashi that it means, however, like the Rif and the Rambam, that it means the Dalavadu from the Shedra. Tesis and the Rosh say Nifratu means like the Nechlatah of the Rambam and the Rif, which means that Rav of the Olin split into two. The Ravanam and the Balam Ether learned that the leaves split were into two or three slices, Alderach places, just a little more split up. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif and the Rambam, that means the Dalavadu from the Shedra. The Ramal brings down the other Pshatim of Rashi. To be Cheshish Betim or Cheshish for most of Pshatim, except for the Abalit and the Ravid, when you get the Nifritu. Let's say it's Nifritu, Rav of the Shear, Rav of the Lulav, but only a meat of the Shear, you still have your Shear. It depends where the Nifritu is. If the Nifritu is on the bottom, says the Mishabura from the Kuriyaki, you can just say Dalmi Hafa. And you have a Rav of your Shear on top, which is not Nifrit, it's not a problem. But if the Nifritu is on the bottom, you can say Dalmi Hafa. Then it comes down to might be a problem, because rave of your Hagam, you have rave of your share of your lulav, which is not nifras, but rave of your lulav itself is nifras, and you can't say dal miyacha, can't dine, it could pass on. That's the nifritu apostle, but if it's nifritu, the hanging that the leaves are just pointed to the side, or according to the Taz, even if they're bending down, doesn't pass on. But mitzvah the mukhra, the rabbi brings down the rabbi man, needs to have eight other food, this lagamri, should be totally, all the leaves should be totally together. However, if the leaves can't come up off the fall, because it just came off the tree, like if kechet, the leaves are over the fall, you wouldn't be able to take them apart, then it's a problem of, the Drisha says, it's not Epshel and Anea, it's a son of Lulu, it's like a Ufta. Also, you can't sign a son of Nanuim, like we mentioned once by Kirio, that doesn't have any chilis to Manea, you can't sign a smack of the other. Nektam, according to the rabbi, Nektam means that you're Nektam the Gimel Olin, the Olin Hel Yainim in Ktat Me'a Shedra. While Ether says it means the Gimel Olin Hel Yainim just until the Shedra, the Torah brings down the Rush that it means Rave of the Olin Hel Yainim. What does that mean? The Bach understands Rave of the Olin Hel Yainim means Kipshutai. Like the first Harris and Taisan has been a gift in Echlatam, Chavtasim Rebbein, that Rave of the Olin Hel Yainim have to be Nektam. The Beit Yisrael has two other Pshatim in the Torah B'Shem the Rush. And the basically there's two other pshatim in the Torah B'Shem Nerash. One is Rav Alan Rishenim means that the lulav is nesayim in three leaves, and Rav of those leaves got nektam. I knew two out of the three leaves were nektam. Or Nektam means, Rave of the Olin means that it's an assignment two leaves, and Rave of the Thomas of those two leaves, Rave of the length of those two leaves got Nektam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the same Lashon as the Rosh in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achrenim, the same Achrenim that the Beis Yosef has in understanding the Rosh, the Achrenim have in understanding the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't mean that it's talking about it's an assignment three leaves, and two of those three leaves got Nektam, or it's an assignment two leaves, and those two leaves got Nektam, Beruban. The Ran, which the Ramah is choshish for this chat, holds the nektam is even b'mashu, because asur reishah shal etrik, asur choshme shal lulav ke'ed. Reishah shal lulav ke'choshme shal etrik, and a pasuk lafilu b'mashu. Mashu is also, since he's only still held on like we'll see at the end, it's only something which is near. Chavit, so girt shalom girt l'gimara, if it's with a kuf, then it means that it has kreishun, if it's with a kuf, it means that it's a shkavta, it's like a shrivel, like shrivel. Mechur, not including this, would be the zigzag at the top of the lulav. Mechur is not shriveled in the leaves, and even so, we don't find anywhere in any of the Rishonim that kavod possible is just in the tiyum. Kofof and okum, it depends how you understand kofof. The Ram says kofof in the olin, is going to possible. The Rosh, on the other hand, says kofof in the olin. Oyevani lotus vazevi yotu. He thinks that example is Mahodar, the male he understands, says the Kapha Shemar, it has to be that he understands that Kofif is not in the Olin, Kofif is in the Shedra. What's the difference they will say between Kofif and Akum? Akum is in the Shedra, in the middle of the Shedra, the whole thing bends out in the same Ramazo. Mashingi Kofif is in the top. Kofif is also whether it's forward or backwards. Akum is not if it's forward. If it's backwards, it's there for you, it doesn't pass. Akum with Stodim is a Boyd Leifshita, but anytime Akum Bechlal, the only time it's going to pass is Dafka if it's Akum Deim Lamazel. If it's not Deim Lamazel, even if it's Akum Allah, but it's not Deim Lamazel, it's not going to pass. However, the Chaim Bracha says, Lechatzili, you should have a lulav which is Yashar, straight as an arrow, and Gam Medesan Ma'akiv, until it's Akum Deim Lamazel. If you put it in a press, and you straighten it out, as long as it's not Nikar, it's not a problem. If the leaves are bent over, or the game is bent over, that's Mamash like two, then Ken Zion, the Mishnah Berurah Tzarishish, even if you can pass it to Rosh, Tzarishish, that's Chassan and Hadar, and even though a Knepel might be hither, but if they're bent over Kishtayim, then it'll pass off on them. Salas Bechad Hutza, the last psul of Lulav, four pshatim. The first two pshatim the Shohanar comes down, is the Rashi says all the olin on one side are on one side of the lulav. The Rambam learns that the olin are not double. Each leaf is not double, it's only single. The Rav Tashon says that there's one leaf on the bottom which goes all the way from the bottom to the top. All those the Shohanar brings down as a term in the Salas Bechad Hutza. The fourth shot is the Kolbe that Ramah brings down is if the Tirmis ends. If the Tirmis is only one leaf, all the rest of the leaves could be double. But if the Tirmis is one leaf, that's a problem. Says the Reyashim, if it is, Ken Zayin, if you have the two leaves of the Tirmis, don't end at the exact same point. So at one point, it's done to Chadusa. How much? It has to be nicker. 1 centimeter, 2 centimeters is not a problem. And same thing, the Rachbay, it means that each leaf should cover at least rays of the Reyashim, like the Lashon Lashon Acharav, say rays of the width of the second leaf. If it doesn't, then you have a problem with Pagam Harutza, you only have one leaf in your tier. That's Psuli Lulu. Psuli Hada. First one is an Avru Me'olav. If you're asking Psuli, the Chassan of Menuma, the Yerushalmi, when you have a Gemara Pri, the Chassan is that you're taking a Pri, and you're not taking an Af 8. What's an Af Kamila? An Af Kamila is if you have a Gemara Pri, which is green, if you're asking Psuli Menuma. If you're Yerushalmi, you still have a Gemara Pri, you're taking a Pri, and not an 8. Next time, Rishai. The writer says, next time by Hadas is going to pass on. The only time that the Gemara Shirubayt Tarsim that says that Nekhtim doesn't pass is after the little Vadim that are coming out of the side, so the Nekhtim doesn't pass. Mashinkin, if you chop off the top, it's going to pass. According to the Rosh, Rabbi Yeshaya and the Ramban, by Nekhtim, even if it's Nekhtim on the top of a Hadas, it does not pass. If you're a Tarsim, why? Because it's not Nikr. It's not a Tarsim, because it's not Nikr. If you Rashi and the Ramban, it doesn't pass. And you say because Rashi is Mefurish, and that's how they learn the Ramban also, because there's no din of Hadar with your Tarsim and Hadas. The only time that the Gemara was Makish was Lulu. It was Makish to the Esek when you get to Hadar. When you get to the Hadar, the Gemara was not Makish. There's no din of Hadar with Hadar. Yavish by Hadar. If it's Nisyav should the Gemara on her Yonim, it's going to pass. The Rebbe wants to tell you that the rest of the Yontif, it's not going to pass because it's the Yavish to take them off. So it's not a Chmer Hadar since you're able to take them off. The Bach says, even with the Yavid, you cannot make a Brach on it if you do not take it off. However, there's an Esek Shuto, you can just cut off the top of the hadas with the leaves that are nisyapsha down to the second group of leaves, and we've passed that after the other shatukat kolpan will be yaitu with the next time ration. So we'll clearly be able to be matcha like that. If the whole thing is nisyapsha, as long as you have gimel alin vadin lachin, it's kosher. What does that mean? If you actually mean that the top of every hadas, you need that the top three leaves should be lach. According to the Rush, it means that every group of three leaves, you have one leaf which is more than the other two leaves. You need that one leaf, which is the Reish, that has to be lach. And at least three different kanim. You need three kanim on each hadas, that the one leaf which is more than the other two leaves, that should be lach. Different to Allah, the Rush says that Kuli Alma, Hagam is the Machlek when you get to Lulav. When it comes to hadas, everybody agrees that Nishatu is like Rashi, that it means Nashu. What is the Shir? We'll see later on. How many Nashu for the pass? Arava, next Amreshay, is possible. The Rambam is Masher, the same reason that he holds by Hadas is Kosher, because there's no din of Hadar by Arava. Yavshu only possible for Revalim, but Kamshu Revalim, or Yavshu Mikvah, or Yavshu Mikvah Salin, or even Nashu Mikvah Salin, it's not going to possible. Bidiyavid, the Maganaram says it's only Bidiyavid, the Chathila, you shouldn't have Nashu of any of the leaves. Mr. Brewer brings it down. Kriyasa says, no, there's no more Chumrah when you get to Arava than when you get to Hadas. And therefore, by Arava also, until it's not, even if it's Nishru Mikta Zolan, it's not Kapala. According to this Kriyasa, according to this Magna Ram, that even if it's Nishru Mikta Zolan, it's only B'diyavet, it complains that if even one leaf falls off of your Arava, according to this Magna Ram, it's going to be only B'diyavet. Nifritu, the Shulchan Aruch says also, the same thing with by Hadas, that it means Nashru. However, the Magna Ram is Chayshish for it's chayshish for the shittas that hold the difference to by lulav is chayshish for them by arava also. Since arava is number 2, so the mainly it's chayshish for other shittas also, and therefore if it's nadal lume akonin starts coming off, or if it's nizdak into 2 or 3 different splits, it would pass them out the same way that it passes the difference to by lulav, it would pass by arava also. And the Mishnah brings down, since the Rav is something serious, you should be marking on these things, the Chazon should be marking even further, that even if they're bending down, they possible, and it's also conventional, like it out of the halacha. I think while halacha, the Chazon was not marked on this, I don't know if you have to mark, but if your leaves are bending down, I don't think that the Eilun is marked on such a thing. I don't think that you have to, I mean, the Ramah says in Tafresh Nundala that the minigate pertains to the Arab Tamidei, if you need them. But I don't think it's possible that, you know, the Chayshish definitely should get out for the Alasa, not for the leaves. Who says that it's in the leaves of the Chalm, maybe it's only in the Bad? You don't have to worry if they're bending down. Esrig, Psuli Hodar, Chazal is in Shunyam Ara, the following are Chazot and Fatul, Berubay, Mimachim Echor, Vishnah Mishnah, Mechemis, Achidu Bimiyute. What does Bimiyute? Rizgeyes understands what Bimiyute means. Even Bimtsar Echor, if it's three dots, Bimiyute, it's Fatul. The Rabbi on the other hand says, no, it has to be that it can be a meat of the Esrik, but it has to be that the Nimur is Mispachit on the Rave of the Esrik. What does it mean, Rave of the Esrik? Maganafar means the Rave of the Kefing. Even if the three lines, three dots are one line, but the line surrounds most of the circumference of the Esrig, that's considered the Rav of your Esrig. And the Chazanish says no. It has to be the Rav of the Shetach of the Esrig. It's not just enough of Rav of the circumference. You need that the leaf that you would surround, you would circle all the dots, that circle would encompass Rav of the Shetach of the Esrig. Only then would apostle out Chazal. The same Allah will apply when we get to Marit, not Chazal, but Marit. Marit, that looks to make him a manomer. The point that arrived at is even if it's a mara kosher, brown, something, but if it's manomer in a fossil, or it's roi b'mokam echad, it's in a fossil. However, the mishmush ha'yadayim that they say, it comes from the chasam sefer tzitayna, the things that come from your sweat on yantif, that's the limit, you don't have to worry about that. According to the yeshayimrim, it only possible manomer if it's a mara fossil. I know if it's manomer with mara fossil, black or white or dark green, Mr. Brewer says, then it will pass out no more Ruben Makam Echad. Mr. Brew brings down twice, he brings down both of the Shafim, it's not Machriya. Shafim Kaki says, it could be Samech, at least by Nicholas he brings that, it could be Samech on the Raivin that holds, on the Yeshemim on the Raivin that holds that it's the only time that Menor passes is Dafka if it's a Mar Psuah. If it's not Mar Psuah, then Shafim Kaki be Samech on that. Better than that, there we go. The Berkowitz pointed out that if you look inside the Raivin, El Rabarain says this, but you look inside the rabbi is mocking to the Yishim, and stop from wearing its Marav Psuah in the Mela. If you're making all your effort, and there's a few dots on it that are Marav Shiris, you don't have to worry about it. The or B'chaytay, or if it's B'chaytmai, it passes the Mashu, say whether or not it's Shiri Mar, say whether or not it's Chazazim. Chazazim's Kenzain is the Magna Romans to say Chazazim's Dafka if it's two Ababuay from Mabit. However, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be chayshish for even one. Less than the rest of the days, you can be semuchan mabit by two. Chazal is not so negaya. What's more negaya is shinimar. Shinimar, tilu b'chaytim is an apostle. Very common. What is the chaytim? What is the shaltim? Rashi means that it's uvi gavoy. The Rashi between the Rach and the Rif says that it's the whole shifua until the pitim. The Ram says that it's the place where the dad comes out of. And the Ram learns that it's the dad itself. La halacha, how do we go? The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that from the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma that we do not go with Rashi. And we don't have to worry about Uvei Gavai, and definitely Mishal Tzachak, you could be Samech on this, that if there's a little bit on Uvei Gavai, you could be Samech on Mishal Tzachak, even to make a bracha. The Shaila is, what do you do when you have a Gartel? Is the bottom half considered a Chaytim? The Eichel Bracha is a Safik, the Midik is to be Meikel, only works in the top. Also, let's say the Chaytim starts on one side in one place, and on the other side in another place. Also, the suffix, the midig is to be mako and to take each side from where it is. You don't have to start lower on the side where the chayim starts higher because the second side is slow. Nitla pit matzah. Shteven gemara tani, mitzvah ben alazar, nitla buchnasa. What does that mean? Rashi says, buchna is, Rashi in the first chat, and that's how the round goes, that buchna is the taichin pitum, and it's referring to the okay. The Rashi in the second chat, and the Rabbeinu Tam goes, that Pitma and Bukhna are the same thing, and it's referring to the Pitim. The Rach, the Rif, the Rambam, they all say that Bukhna is being moistif onto Pitim. Bukhna is the Okit, Pitim is the top, and whether or not the Pitim or the Okit comes off, it passes. So, except in the case of the Rash, where it's like Hayalei Pitma Me'arilim. And the Rambam brings that down. What does it mean, like Hayalei Pitma Me'arilim? So, if it fell off on the tree, Shem Zalman, Shem Kalevi, and others, they all kind of Chazanish, they say that since it's there, they lost it, it's considered like Hayalei Pitma Me'arilim. Ashenkin and Tirchos and Kanabaisim Rabbi Yerban Zafar, they are Chayshish, and they say Navratzila, definitely you should get one that has a bit of money. We talked to the Maisa, Karapashtas, Rav, Pukhazim Abedabar, that we're marrying that it's Kibul Ahir the Pitim Liyan. Now, if it did have a Pitim and the Pitim fell off, says the mother of Abba, even if it's Nisha a little bit on the top, it's not a problem. Because the whole time is someone else's chaser. If it's Nisha a little bit sticking up on the top, it's not a Sarah chaser. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah, since the Magen Avraham himself says, the Tav Hashemem says that Psul of Pitim is not a chaser, it's al chaser. And also, there's a Kapha Chaim that says that when you have a Pitim which is Bitsari, which is the Bitsara Esri, and if a little bit comes off, then it's chaser in the actual Esri. So, working with both of those things, we're going to have to say, not like Magen Avraham, because Magen Avraham is only going when it's a Pitim of 8, when it's a Pitim of Bitsari, or Sarah al chaser. So even if a little bit of the Pitim comes off, it's going to pass off either a chaser or al chaser. However, by Ukif, even if there's nothing sticking up, as long as the gumma is just filled over, it's kosher. The vada, there is a hider in pitim. That's the Goryak of the Purush. The first hider, he says, number one, is with a pitim. Second is, the Shashanta came off, he still a little bit of pitim. And the third is, lahir the pitim of Yerlim. The God has been doing that way also. He's been with the halakha in Yeridea that says, sounds like the Ramah says that if it's nitla, it's only b'diyevet, shafakaki b'meikl, chafil l'charishim b'meikl. Is it kosher? Is this a kosher without it? Is there a hither? There is a hither. But if you're giving up something else from the hither, so like anything else, you got to weigh your hither. The nicer after without a pitim, therefore take the nicer after without a pitim. The Shari Shuvah brings down from the Shabbat Yaakov that if the pitim falls off, or the okas falls off, you do not put it back with gluing or with a tin, as opposed to not like the Berhe, which says the same Beit Yaakov, that if it falls off, it's not a problem. It's all possible in the second day to put it back with the tin. Kavush. If it's b'chaymis, then it's kadesh yartiyach, which is about 18 minutes. If it's in water, me'it la'eith, the Magen Avraham says, or in dvash, me'it la'eith, the Fida Taz, Master Shekel says, Pshad Nabach, that if it's dvash parish, that's mishamrit, that keeps it, as opposed to ruining it, and that only regular dvash, which is not congealed, would be a problem of kavish. The rest of the Dalamim, there is no psul kavish, however, the Sanhedrin was chayshish for the psul kavish by the Dalamim. Sholot, which is really the psul of Mevoshel, flip the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, they say Sholot. The Gemara doesn't say Sholot anywhere. That's psul of Mevoshel. Sholot means Mevoshel Harbe. That part is also B'shnei B'shesh Mekemri, or Berubai. Says B'kor Yaakov, Memela Fidus, since they're only passing Berubai, so the Magen Avraham says when you have something which is Esther, which was Nivla by Yisr. So how is it Nivla by Yisr? It has to be that it was some heat medium. Got it through. Then it's ready to talk about the motion. So the Goryaka, no, Mavushal will tell them when it's right, and Nivla by Yitzhak, even the Mutin, to pass off because it's Asabachim. If it's only a Mashu, Chaytmai, Mirabach is a topic, maybe it's not Nicker, maybe it wouldn't pass off the whole song, Psola, Chaytmai, the Mashu is called the Sarn Helder, it's not Nicker, because that doesn't pass off the Mashu. If it's Kikadur, it passes, it doesn't look like an Esterik, the Sharatim is the topic, what the Psola is, if it's the first day of the 7 days. If it has a pitim on the top and okas on the bottom, it does not take away the fact that it looks like the kader. That's what the Chaim of Racha says. There are those that are chalik. But you can't say, oh, now it's not perfectly bought, I can't bounce it because of the okas. That doesn't take away the soul of kader. The girsa of kedud, which means that it's not round like a kader, it's round like a pot, which is a little less round. And even though it's a bustle, the Racha says it's not chesh for it because none of the Rishonim wrote down. Not like the Vosha was chesh for it. Tafuach and Taruach is at different levels of spoilage. Ezek Shimuach Matim, the Chadri Zerah Kayamim. So it's a bayit loyoshet to whether or not it's a problem. The Rosh says without the Riff and the Rambam, in fact they don't say it. So bayit says they go to kula. The Bachai says once a time maybe they go to chumra. Because in fact they don't say it. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's kosher v'yish paislam. The Mishnah says yish b'machmer b'malka b'shemshem. Godly with foot. V'asol k'min beri acheret pasul. The Beri Alacha says even if it's not beri acheret, as long as it doesn't like it, look like an esrog, it's also going to pasul. Kushi, Papal, Tevel, I see, I've written down over here. Tevel is really Psul of Lachem, should not be with other. Psul of Lachem. If it Papal is Psul of Lachem, the Rambam says, not Psul of Lachem because if you're Metallic, the claim is a different aspect. And the Rambam says, but until you're Metallic, the Maitha, it's us. So Psul of Lachem, so you do that. Current Psul of Maitha, that's current problem with the Rambam, and Psul of Lachem, that should be the point. Kushi, the Gemara says, if it's Kushi, it's possible. I invite it says Kush is kosher, then the Kush is possible. Says Rava Halon Vahalahu. Says Rashi, what's that Halon Vahalahu? For Eretz Yisrael, if it's black, it's possible with any time. For bubbles, since they're near Kush, then it doesn't possible if it's black. But if it's Zerim Lakush, it grew somewhere else, not near Kush. Grew near Kitron. And it brought the Kush, or brought the bubbles, then it's going to possible. That's how the tour goes. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the Beit Yosef, they bring down the other Peshatim, the Rif and the Rambam, they point to Tolzi, Peshat and Gemara. That means Kushi possibles, when in Eretz Yisrael possibles, even if it's Kushi, even if it's a little bit black. And if it's in bubble, it doesn't possible, it's a little bit black. If it's Zerim Kushi, it's black like tonight, it's really black, then not only is it possible in Eretz Yisrael, even possible in bubble. That's how the Shulchan Aruch possible. Achlua Akbarim, Amar Rav Eza Hadar, the Gemara comes out, Shani Akbarim to be easy. How do we pass them? Pass them in the first lesson, do we pass them in the second lesson? The Shulchan Aruch passes that it's, the Ramah brings it down. He passes it unless you cut out the Nikr. The Magen Ramah says, it happens, it's not a problem of Bami Krei Chafsul. The Chara was possible before you had the Nikr, and now when you take out, before you were Mechatechet. And now when Mechatechet, you're Masher, the Chara Bami Krei Chafsul. Says the Magen Ramah, no, it was never really possible. It was only Psul Af Moin. It wasn't really Psul Af Hodim. Psul Af Moin. Which is only the Chatchila, not for the other. So Mela, it's not considered Bami Krei Chafsul. Shari Tina actually brings down from the Goyim. And from the Rabbis, they seem to understand that it is possible if you be the Evan, even so the Chitach works, you have to understand why it's not Bami Krei Chafsul. And the Taz brings down that even the Chitach is not going to happen, it's not going to help. Once it's possible, and the Chitach is not going to help. Psuli Hadar, when do they possible? Okay, the Rambam, the Ritva, they all say that it's possible on the first day, only on the first day of Yom Kippur. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch goes. The Ramah Paskin, like the other sheets, the Rashi, says the Rosh, they all say that Psuli Hadar possible on the rest of the days also, and that's how we go with Maitre. The Chazal, which Mishabur brings down, it says it's something to be make on the second day, it's only the Ramah, maybe the Sex Faker brings down. There are different cases of Hadar that they're master on the rest of the day because of Sex Faker, Shas of Shas. If you're stuck and you have something which is a Psul Hadar, which is not kosher, Shas of Chak, says the Rush, we have arrived in the case of Lulav HaYavesh, that they're immersion of name and aim, that Peshat is Chak, and you're allowed to make a bracha. So with whatever it is, you're allowed to make a bracha. You're allowed to be take, if you're stuck, you're allowed to take a bracha. Says the Ravit, it can't be. How could it be that if it's not a Shas of Chak, you're not yet to eat with Yavesh? And if it is a Shas of Chak, you're yet to the Chafila? No, anytime that they took them, even by Yavesh, which is talking about Yavesh, that was only the Zecher Ba'alma, the Zecher, you don't take it to make a bracha. The Rambam has another sheet, he says, Pshutik HaMashmoy of Lizmama. That's why Lulav HaYavesh. Bach points out, it's by Lulav, it looks the same way still. Something which the Nez Kenan points out, because maybe it still retains its look of a Lulav HaGam Nez Yavesh. Mila, that's why Lulav HaYavesh make a bracha, as opposed to other Psulim, you would not be able to make a bracha. Look at the Mishabru, it brings four different barakas. When you get to Lulav HaYavesh, if yours is Yavesh, and there's no other ones in the town, that's the Shabbos Chak, you can be Yosef. If yours is a little bit Yavish, and somebody else has something which is a little bit Lach, depending on exactly the Dargis, he has it all worked out when you could make a bracha, when you can't make a bracha. Still the other is Mavit, this is the famous Mavit, that you don't have to look to be exactly the unit, it's definitely the way that you look at it in your hand, which is either a foot or 2 feet away, and even if you see it up close, and now when you look farther away, you're able to see it closer, you're able to see it faster, that doesn't do anything. The Maisa, generally most people ask me the Reif and the Adam. So the fact that you see it is also not Reif and the Adam. And as I said before, the Kivigan says that stuff when you get to Hadar, not when you get to Hadar. That's all Sule Hadar. Kapis Tamarim, the Gemara says, Ima ye kofriz, Ima ye apar, ye chastenu, Mefir b'yuda, Mechabchim, b'dievet if makid, you need to be makid, it's makid in b'dievet, it's either Rabban, the mitzvah, and it has two halachas, two ramifications. Lamaisa, since lechatchila you're supposed to have igur, first of all you have to have a kasher al gabi kasher. Kosher pras musubur is mitzadeh that it is good, as long as it's not good. Therefore, even if you have a kosher kol lechayr, you should tie it with either a kasher al gabi kasher or some other way of making a knot. If you make the loop, fold it over, that should be a knot. That should be lechatchila we need din egeh. Also, as another halacha, since lechatchila is supposed to be din egeh, so. The Magen Aram says, "Lechatchila, you should not have a goy." Or, Prima Gadim says, "Aisha." Yadavan says, "Katam." Be ma'agir lechatchila for you, because it's only talking about the eager, which is also ma'agir all the gimel minim together. The ones on the top of your lulav, it's not a problem. It's where you ma'agir the hadas and the rabbis together with the lulav. You should not have a woman doing lechatchila. If they did it, it's better off if you can take it off. Do it yourself. Again, that's better. If you have a lulav canary, Pigma Pikus, or Ramesha says, that it's gonna that even with the evidence is no good because it's not kapis tomorrow. It's not something which gives out tomorrow. It's not really lachino what it produces. Hashem Zalman says no. Tomorrow doesn't mean that it has to produce dates. Tomorrow means that it's the name of the tree, kapis tomorrow, of a tamar tree. And the mela nearly is not a tamar. The Gemara says that imhayu part yichafena. That means it has to have yecholus to be able to be part mela luv, which is like a chait. It's going to be kenzan is the chtarim of ofta. We mentioned before that Rishon says the same thing. For the grain, we have tine harabaris, which each leaf does not reach the second leaf to be a part of your shedra, which is uncovered, or talis b'chadhutzum, which is also either half of your lulav is uncovered, or it doesn't have all the leaves, whatever it is, it's also part of your shedra, it's the chtarim uncovered. And it's done to say that that's also chtarim in kapis tomorrow, but it's the ofta, it's not a kapis tomorrow, would possible. Mishnah Berurah says both of those are all covered. Anaf eis avos, that's hadas. So the Rasha says anaf eis, there has to be enough of chokin to say. The way that Rashi explains it means that they're all sticking up. Sheikhan al apein, al avien, they're covering the stem. The main Rasha says he doesn't know why people aren't makbid, the leaf should be straight up. The Morak Siyah brings down that you need Rashi Shazam and Gilad Sadi Kusha there, because if not, then you also have, if not chokin to say. However, that's all in the Achrein, but the Rashi Shazam and Beni Ruchma says that enough of chayvin is only a simon. Tell you what type of min we're talking about. We're talking about a hadas, which is enough of chayvin is eitzim. But it's not a tnai in the heksher of the hadas. In the middle, if you don't have it, it's not going to pass. And it's only rubai. Also, and Yerushalmi says in the first, enough of chayvin is rubai. You don't need enough of chayvin is kulai. And they say the same thing also. Welcome out another nan sukkah. That you only need enough of chayvin as rubai. So chayvin is zikr b'di yavit, where you bought it. Chayvin is zikr b'di yavit. Avoy. The Gemara says, "Kluah means kliya, but never lesh asher." What does that mean? It's braided. It means that there's three leaves coming out. Like Rashi, three leaves coming out from every okut. According to the Rav Yishenu, means that three leaves coming out of the same height on the hadas. If it's two and one, that's considered a hadas shaitet, which is puzzle. The Ramah says they're mastered by him. Now that the master shtaim agav shtaim, the Bikur Yaakov is matmiya. Bir Alecha brings it down. That's not even Hadash Shaita. There's a Tzad and Gemara that maybe Hadash Shaita. How Hadash Shaita Kari Lai? Maybe it's Kasher with the Evid. It's Hadash Shaita, but it's not like a Tchila, but maybe the Evid is good. Or it's only Shtayim or Gavish Tzad, but it's not even Hadash Shaita. There's no Tzad in the belt that's going to be Kasher. Matmiyam. And they're going to bring it down also, that all the Makaris for the Ramah, the Makaris in the Rishonim, Marik, in the Trimah Sedeshim, they, even with the Evid, they're not Makshar Shtayim or Gavish Tzad. Hadash Shaita. What is the shear aves? If you're the gainim, even if you're missing one row which is not aves, it passes. Point of Bala Iter and the Rambam is fakir. Even if you have only one row which is aves, it's kasher. The Ravid, which is the way the rush goes, and that's the way we pass the Shahanar, the Khathila, the Mr. Mofri, you need the whole shear aves, and Bidyadad, you need Rav of the shear aves. Let's say you have Rav of your Hadan. Rave of your shear, but not rave of your hadas. So says the Bach, that's fine as long as you have rave of the shear. Even if the rave is mufuzer of the hadas, so you have three strong hadas, and you have the tefach on the top, and the tefach on the bottom, and the tefach in the middle, not ovei, it's also not a problem. The whole shear only comes when you have rave ovei of the shear, but not rave of your hadas. Your hadas is six tefachim, and you have two tefachim which are ovei. So if you're two tefachim right at the top, you can see down half on the bottom. But if you're two tefachim on the mufuzah of the entire hadas, there the people comes in the safek, it's a shayla whether or not it's going to work. Because you don't have rave of your hadas to be ovei, it's only the mufuzah. If it's three tefachim, your hadas, we said, if it's only three tefachim, this mufuzah is not a problem. If it's mufuzah of the six tefachim, whatever it is, then it comes out of the problem. Arve nacha, last thing, Taisa says, Arve. We do not need to tell me all different types of aravos. Rather, Arve, we use the darshan that you need two aravos. And the mela, nachal is dafta. When it says nachal is dafta, Arve is not marba other places like Shabbal Shaharim. The mela, the kuva, you need Arve, hagdelan al nachal. Rashi says, the mitzvah you need hagdelan al nachal. And the Rambam and the Rashi say it's only min hagdelan al nachal. You don't need the namash hagdelan al nachal. You only need the min hagdelan al nachal. Even if it grows al bala har, it's good enough. That's how the Shulchan Aruch goes. The Taz says it's not even a mila to get something which is the Gdela and not the Kuyak. There is a mila, we should bring the bones down. If you could, why not? It's Shmir Tayyip. Why not? Why not do it? It's not doing to know whether or not it does. There's three simanim for a Rava. It has a kana adam, even if it's not adam now, it's green, but if it's going to be adam, it's going to be adam when the sun comes to it, that's not a problem. If it has to be masha kenachal, it has to be piv cholak. However, there is such a thing as a chofa gila, which has a piv deim lamagal. What does it mean deim lamagal? If you actually mean tigimaitav are the serrations are all going and facing one direction like a magal. See, the Rambam means that they're very, very small. Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam. I have them actually do it on Rashi. If you can get very, very small alterations, if you see the there are one right on the way to the bus, if you see the, on the right side, and there's our other tree, you can see that the alterations are very, very small. Remember, you can see everybody with a discussion. You wouldn't have to worry. Even the Chapila, if you get those, you don't have to buy them from America. That's just because they're smooth. Yashar Kirchha.